May 16th, Psalm 130.
A Song of Ascents. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
A Cry for Help, Mary A. Cassian. Psalm 130 is the sixth of seven psalms designated by the early church as penitential psalms. Being penitent means being sorry for and repentant of sin. It comes from the Latin paenitentia. We don't know who wrote this psalm, but whoever he was, he had gotten himself in a terrible predicament and felt desperate for God. The psalmist cries to the Lord out of the depths. Psalm 130, verse 1. He was in severe distress. Perhaps he was going through interpersonal conflict, a marital breakdown, financial disaster, legal issues, health problems, persecution, or some other sort of crisis. Whatever the case, he had fallen into a hole of his own making. He was facing the awful awareness that there was absolutely nothing he could do to turn back the clock and undo the mistakes that had landed him there. The hole was deep and dark, and he could see no way out. Psalm 69, verses 1 through 2, expresses a similar feeling. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me. Most of us can relate. We've been there. We know what it's like to mess up and feel overwhelmed by troubles that are, in part or completely, our own fault. This psalm shows that we can cry out to the Lord for help even when our difficulties are self-inflicted. We don't need to wallow in self-condemnation or beat ourselves up with thoughts of, how could I have been so stupid? Sin is a common malady. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? Psalm 130, verse 3. The psalmist appeals to God's mercy. But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Verse 4. God's patience, kindness, and forgiveness make him fear, honor, and trust the Lord. It isn't God's harshness that motivates us to do what is right. It's his kindness. After confession and repentance comes the hard part, waiting on God. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord. Psalm 130, verses 5 through 6. The Psalms are full of admonitions to wait for the Lord. But this waiting is not passive. Waiting on God means immersing oneself in his word, getting to know him and his ways, and patiently, expectantly, and attentively watching for his direction. More than watchmen for the morning. Psalm 130, verse 6. When you are sinking down into a pit of your own making, follow the psalmist's lead. Confess, repent, and then wait on God.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.